Declan, three games in, 2 points on the table. What positives can you take from those first three games?
Very few. It hasn't been good enough. It's not acceptable. We're all flat. We're all down. But we have to keep going. What do? You have to keep fighting for every inch here. We have to make sure that the mistakes that we're making in the previous three games are nullified. We got to stop giving our opponents a head start in games. And if we can do that, look, I've watched the games all back. I thought we were really, really poor down in Longford. Like, sending off the other night has been a major influence in the game, where we were quite comfortable and probably had the best chance. Waterford with 14 efforts at goal, but look, the points tally is not good enough. It's my responsibility. I have to make sure that I get the boys up for this one now on Tuesday, and we go and give a good account of ourselves.
Looking ahead now to the Shamrock Rovers game, Declan, the champions are coming to town. They haven't been bit, and I don't know how long, but you'll be hoping to put an end to that.
Listen, we have to try it. It's a calendar year. They haven't been beaten in a calendar year. They're the champions for a reason. The best team in the country by a mile over the last 12 months. A lot of talented players, really talented manager. But we were well in the game here last year. We were 1-0 up to the 78th minute. No G come off the post. That's gone. Colin Horgan ends up one each, and then they score a last minute one. So we have to just concentrate on ourselves. We'll come up with a game plan that'll hopefully get us something from the match. But the be all and end all for us is stop making the mistakes that we're making at the minute, and have more of a go in terms of, you know, we've got to create more opportunities and got to be more playing on the front foot. And we have to understand that every game in this league, no matter who you're playing, is a difficult game, and we have to be ready for the battle and ready for the fight come Tuesday.
Of course, Darren Cole was out on Friday night. Is he back? And have
he's training. Listen, he's training here today, and that's a good sign for us. We see how he goes and how he recovers after today. We train tomorrow and get ready for the match on Tuesday. But hopefully, Darren, I'll get a wee bit of luck now and get a wee run of games under his belt, because as we all know, he's a top quality player. Obviously, Danny Lapano will be suspended for Tuesday, but look, Kieran Cole sitting in the wings ready to come in as well. But look, we got to just make sure that, you know, stay tight as a group, keep believing what we're doing, because honestly, a good bunch of lads, good bunch of players. Delighted young Brendan Barr coming on, making his debut on a night, thought Ronan Boyce never put a foot wrong when he came on. So, you know, we're happy with what we have here, and we got to just now start upping our game a wee bit and taking a wee bit more responsibility in matches and showing a wee bit more in terms of our game management, game intelligence, and not giving our opponents the opportunities that we've been given in the first three games.
Thank you, Declan.